This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Take today out of your calendar. Just rip it up and throw it away. Because as we sit here late on this Tuesday, we are, and I kid you not, right back where we started this morning, just 12 hours closer to the debt limit deadline. House Republicans can't decide what they want to do about the debt limit and the shutdown. Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell over in the Senate seem to have a plan. Marketplace's David Gura seems to once again have drawn the short straw on this story. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
So we started this morning with the House having some meetings, went back and forth all day, and now we are back in the Senate tonight.
Yeah, indulge me a bit as I go through the chronology here.
Consider
yourself
indulged.
The Senate, as you mentioned, had been hammering out a deal. The Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was working with the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and all that came to a halt when McConnell said that the House Republicans were cooking up a proposal of their own. So that really became the focus of the day, and that plan would have opened up the government until mid-December, at least. It would have raised the debt ceiling until early February. And what was at play in that GOP proposal were changes to the health care law. We're talking about that again.
Yep.
And the talk today was about smaller changes, just sort of nibbling around the edges of that law. The plan would have done away with the Treasury Department's ability to move money around to avert a default. And one other thing that was at play, and really still is at play today, are dates. How long would a bill keep the government open, and how long would it raise the debt ceiling? So this House bill fell apart spectacularly just a couple of hours ago.
Yeah.
Speaker Boehner just didn't have the votes to pass it. So now the Senate picks up, as you mentioned, right where it left off this morning. Reid and McConnell are negotiating again.
We are, let's be clear here, this is still talking about a short-term deal, yeah?
That's right. I mean, no matter what happens, we're talking about an extension of a few weeks, maybe a couple of months, and by Washington standards, that may be a long-term deal, but I mean, here's what will happen. And I'm going to say, gaze into my crystal ball here, and I think that what would happen is we'd avert this crisis and all the unknowns that would come with the default, but I think the odds are that you and me, Kai, would be back here in just a couple of months having the same conversation again if any of these proposals passes.
I love my job. So listen, a couple of things I want to touch on before I let you go. Number one, the markets. They did start to react late in the day to the news that the House thing was falling apart. It's been the market has been indulgent of these goings back and forth, huh?
Yeah, for being just a few hours really away from this deadline, you'd think that maybe the drops would be a little more precipitous than they were. And I asked Dean Mackey about that. He's the chief U.S. economist at Barclays.
Mm-hmm. I think most economists and investors in the back of their mind assume that somehow the government will find a way to pay its bills.
And that's really what's driving the thinking on Wall Street, Kai. It's that we've been pushed to the brink before, but in the end, politicians have managed to get their act together. And I will say we did get a warning today from one of the ratings agencies. So I think that investors are going to get a little more unsettled as we get closer to that Thursday deadline.
Let's be clear on that. Fitch, the ratings people, came out late this afternoon and put U.S. credit on a ratings watch negative. It's not a downgrade, but it's not a great thing. Where you do some crystal ball for me. Where do we open in the morning on Wall Street and in the bond markets? You got 26 seconds. Ready to begin.
Yeah. Well, I think it'll be interesting how they react to this. I mean, it's sort of like we've lost many hours of the day here. And there was great optimism at the beginning of the day when it seemed like the Senate was on the brink of coming to some bipartisan agreement. To be optimistic, I would think that investors would be happy to see that it seems like Senate's going to take charge here. Again, the House seems so fractured. It doesn't seem like anything more is going to come out of there. So the Senate's in the lead. Perhaps they're going to bet optimistically that things are going to go well tomorrow.
Optimism's good. I'll go with that. David Gura in Washington for us. David, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.